You're listening to Current State on 90.5 WKAR. One of the newest gadgets that is both fascinating and disturbing to people is the Google Glass. You wear it on your face like a pair of glasses. You're able to get information, take pictures, all kinds of things, mostly through voice and touch commands. And Google has asked some people to become explorers to get feedback on the product. We found one right here in Lansing. Us news folk know him as the GOP House Press Secretary by day, Ari Adler. He is also, however, a Google Glass explorer. And today he's joining us to talk about the glass. Hey there.
Good morning, Melissa. Thank you for having me.
The first question, of course, that any radio person who freaks out in the presence of a camera has to ask is, are you taking video on that thing?
I am not taking video. And that has been one of the misconceptions, is that people seem to think that we're continually streaming video from these everywhere we go. And I tend to joke with people and say, most people just aren't that interesting, that I'm going to film them all the time.
Well, this is a relief to me, actually. There's a reason I went into radio. But so you are a second round Google Glass Explorer. What does that mean?
It is the second round where they expanded the invitations to more people to be able to purchase the devices and start exploring with them. They are very much a beta product. So Google is famous for taking things, putting them out in the wild and seeing how they work. Improving on them because of that. And I think it's a great way to do it. And so what we are doing as explorers is we are trying to use them in everyday life and tell Google what our experience is and share them with each other so we can learn tips and tricks, we can work our way through problems and improve it for everyone else later.
How did you decide to become an explorer and how long have you been doing this for?
I heard about Google Glass when it was first announced, and I actually put in to be in the first round and didn't make the cut because I didn't have a good enough idea in terms of what I was going to use it for. But then the second round opened up, and we happened to have Google come to the Michigan Capitol and show the device off to legislators and others to get an idea of what the tech was like. And I was sold at that point, and I put in my application, and I was thrilled that a few weeks later I received the invitation.
So what kind of things does Google want from you as someone who's essentially testing this product?
One of the things that they ask is that you are willing to really use it everywhere, as you are at work, at home, at play, whatever. They want to have it tested in a lot of different environments. And so what I'm finding in the Google Glass community is that we're sharing experiences, and it's very different depending on where we're at in the country. Those folks of us here in Michigan in the Midwest have been experiencing, well, what happens if it's out in the cold for a long amount of time? You know, does it fog up when you come back inside? How does the battery life last in cold weather versus warm weather? So that's the kind of thing that they're looking for, is that kind of feedback. And how we're using it, any roadblocks we're stumbling upon, and things that they could do to fix it. And they've been very responsive so far. They put out, every month or two, they put out a software update and have been addressing a number of concerns and wish list items that explorers have had.
Well, given that it's about to get cold midweek, how has it been doing in the cold?
It actually has been doing very well. Battery life in general is one of its problems right now, I think. If I had to point to anything, it needs to be recharged frequently if you use it a lot, particularly for video or for a camera. But it's great to have a camera and have a hands-free device that you can do things with while you're outside in the cold and you keep your hands in your gloves. I've done it a number of times. Yesterday, my wife Jessie did the polar plunge for Special Olympics, and I was taking pictures and shooting video, and I was nice and warm while she was jumping into the freezing water.
Good deal. You were just explaining to me before we went on that there are some head movements as well that you can activate things with.
Yeah, the whole thing is operated by one of the temples. Is essentially a touchpad, if you think of it like that, on your computer. So you can tap and swipe and do things, but you can also do a lot of hands-free actions if you have it set up so that I have mine set up so if I look up at a certain angle, it will wake up the device, and then I can give it a verbal command.
So it's almost like shaking a mouse to get your computer to your desktop to wake up.
That's the idea, right, because Google has it set up so that the screen goes off very quickly. Again, they're trying to maintain that battery life for as long as possible.
There are a lot of things it can do, too many probably to list here, but what do you find yourself doing with it the most and using the most?
There are a lot of things it can do. The easiest way to think about it is if you imagine your smartphone, the screen of your smartphone and its capabilities as a heads-up display that you're wearing on your face and above your eyes. So two of the things that I have used a lot with it, I think, would be the ability to text message verbally. I can get a text message on my phone and never have to take it out of my pocket. It shows up on the screen. I can read it. I can then reply to it by voice, and I'm done. And it's much less distracting than having to look at a phone all the time. And the other thing where I've used it where I think it's tremendously helpful is you can do turn-by-turn navigation. So using Google Maps, just like you would on a phone or on a GPS unit, I can drive around and get directions, and it is not distracting at all because it is a heads-up display. It turns on when you have a turn approaching, and then it goes back to sleep. You can actually turn the screen off if you want and have it just give you verbal directions if you want to do that. And I've used a cell phone and maps and GPS units and built-in units. Google Glass by far has been the least distracting as a driver.
Interesting. I would have thought maybe that it would have just somehow having that visual pop-up would have been more distracting, but the movement, I suppose, is really, or the lack thereof, must be really helpful.
Well, it allows you to look at directions or a map or a turn that's coming up without having to take your eyes off the road. You're looking out the windshield the entire time, and you can either glance up, or if you need to, you could tip your head down a little bit and literally look through the lens, and you can see right through it.
I know some people experience computer screen eye strain, some more than others. Do you find your eyes feeling different at the end of the day from using this?
I have not. I did the first few days, and Google warns you about that. It's similar if you get a new pair of glasses with a different prescription, and it takes a few days for your eyes to adjust because you're doing a near and far at the same time a lot of times. I have had no problems after that. There have been some reports of people getting headaches from it, and I think that's just everybody's a little different, so you're going to have that experience.
Well, another thing I wondered about, I've noticed that, you know, those of us who got our glasses in the sixth grade, you know, we're used to having this thing on our face, but people who came to glasses later in their life, you know, reading glasses or that kind of thing, can find them really irritating. It just, like, you know, they leave them places, they come off their face. Are you feeling fairly comfortable with these, or are you real aware that there's something on your face that hasn't been there?
Well, I've worn glasses for years. I wear contact lenses now. So it was interesting to have to go back to putting a frame on regularly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that helped me because putting it on was just similar to putting on a pair of glasses. And you get, after a while, you wear glasses and you get used to that bar being there. And you
right.
don't realize it anymore. I don't find them distracting anymore at all. I forget they're there at times. And the more I spend time with people, like at work, for example, I think they're getting more used to it too. Initially, and I still do at times, I will take them off if I'm in a meeting so people don't think that I'm doing something else on the side while I'm supposed to be listening in the meeting. But also I took it off because I found people staring a little bit and they would be distracted by it. And I didn't think that was appropriate, so they come off.
Well, I can imagine that because, you know, with all of the, you know, people being concerned about their employment and, you know, and their privacy and that kind of thing. I mean, you know, does the waiter in the restaurant treat you differently? Does the attendant at your doctor's office treat you differently? And what are some of the social things that you've seen from people around this?
I have generally had very positive reactions. Either people aren't really sure what it is, and I tell them what it is, and they're very excited to learn more about it, or some people do know what it is but haven't seen one yet. And so it's very interesting to get their reactions. And, you know, sometimes if I have the time and I'm trying to explain something to somebody, I've let people try it. And a lot of the Google Explorers will do that. If we have the opportunity, we'll let you try them on. We'll let you see what it does. And a lot of our job, I think, is being an ambassador too and informing people about what it is. There's a lot of concerns about privacy and the pictures being taken and that sort of thing. But I really don't think it's any different than the cell phones we carry in our pocket that can do all of these things already.
Right. Geordie LaForge or Borg jokes for the geekiest amongst us.
Those are pretty constant, yeah. Or there's actually, if you're a Star Trek Deep Space Nine fan, there was the Dominion, and they had the devices that they wore to be able to pilot their ship. So, yes, being a Star Trek geek, I'm happy with that reference. I think it's great.
There's also questions of other people perceiving rudeness, and there is a term which I guess I probably won't say on the radio for people who are rude while using Google Glass. Because sometimes you're talking to the glasses, they don't know, are you putting your order in? Are you talking to them? Are you talking to yourself? You know, should we be worried because you're talking to yourself? I mean, that kind of thing. What's kind of your code of conduct with that?
Well, that word that we won't say on the radio has become popular, I think, because it was so easy to create. And
there
isn't
yeah.
something that simple to do with people who have mobile phones, although there's probably comparable people. And it's very similar. The Glass Connect is a Bluetooth device, so I can use it to take and receive phone calls. And so there are times that I'm going to be talking to folks, but it would just be like if you had a Bluetooth device on, and people wonder sometimes if you're talking to yourself or if you're talking to them or, you know, someone on the phone. My wife, Jessie, got asked about how she feels about me wearing them all the time and using them, and her comment was that I do seem to talk to myself more than I used to. So it's interesting, though, because it's not just on the phone, but you're trying to make verbal commands when you're doing things.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, as you probably tell, my voice is a little weak because I'm fighting a cold, and I was nursing my voice all weekend and trying not to use it. And so I discovered two things. One, my family is very bad at charades. And two is that when you have a device that is driven by verbal commands, if you lose your voice, that does pose a bit of a problem.
Oh, okay. And potentially be interesting to see what someone with a real quiet voice would do.
Yeah, and the microphone is very good about picking up verbal commands. If you say what you want to say in a text message or a reply to an email, it does a very good job with voice recognition and being able to pick up what you're saying. I've used it in some loud environments. We went to the auto show earlier this year, and I used it a lot. I was taking pictures. I could then send those pictures to my daughter, and I could attach a caption to it, and I did it all verbally, and it picked up everything I was saying with no problem.
As you get more used to them, and I guess this would be my fear, is that if I had a device like this and I started to get more used to it, I would be worried that I would get so used to it that I would inadvertently transmit, you know, myself scooping the cat box or, you know, something worse than that. Have you found yourself having some Google gaffes?
Not really. There's a couple of steps involved in order to take a picture, for example, and then send it or share it publicly anywhere. So that hasn't been a problem. There is a button on it as well. You can take a picture a number of ways. There's a verbal command, or you can also push a button on it to start a video or to take a picture. And occasionally, because of its location on the top of the temple, if you set the glass down just right, I've had a number of upside-down pictures taken on my desk, but you know, they don't go anywhere unless you send them.
It's like how you always take pictures of your knees with your smartphone. Yeah. What are other people in the Google Explorer community doing with theirs? Because as you said, it's a different group of people geographically and in terms of what they do for a living. What are some of the innovative things you're seeing that people are using this for?
It is a very diverse group. And that one of the exciting things about being in this program is seeing what people are coming up with. And then you'll see something and you'll think, well, why didn't I think of that? Why, you know, this is a great opportunity. So we have everything from physicians who are using it and surgeons who are using it in surgery to show students what they're doing as they're doing the surgery. We have a firefighter who's an explorer who is on an app for the glass that essentially firefighters would arrive at a scene and maybe a map would pop up and they'd see where all the hydrants are. Or they could be in a building and pull up a schematic of the floor that they're on. Just tremendous life-saving possibilities for that. Just other things that are a little more mundane or routine, there's an auto dealer that has one, and he's working on a plan where, say, you take your car in for repairs and the mechanic figures out what's wrong with it. They could call you and do a video call with through glass and literally walk through what's going on in your car and show you the parts they need to replace, and that would be tremendously helpful.
So what's next? Now that, you know, this isn't you're part of the testing phase, do you see yourself hanging on to this gadget or saying, hey, it was a good run, I enjoyed being an explorer, and now I'm all done?
Well, I purchased the device, as explorers have to do, so it's mine to stay with, and I have really enjoyed it. The more I use it, the more I use it. I become more comfortable with it and find more uses for it. They're talking about consumer release sometime at the end of 2014 or by the end of 14. We'll see if that works. They have some work to do, I think, before they can get enough people interested in it, before they can bring the price down for folks to make it, you know, acceptable to the masses, I suppose. But it's got tremendous potential, and I think that's really going to change the way we see the world.
Ari Adler is the Michigan House GOP press secretary and also a second-round Google Glass explorer. And thank you for coming out despite your cold today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.